Triple M. Brew and Dits, top three things you need to know.
Making news, Roo. There's a bit of stuff around. New restaurant at Jamie's Italian, which has sat idle for a couple of years. Going to be a new seafood restaurant.
Yeah, Ed Peter, Martin Palmer, they're the group now. You might wonder, well, who are they? So famously, I would say famously, in recent times, the pubs in the Adelaide Hills, so Crafers and Stirling, Stanley Bridge, Uraidla, all beautiful hotels. If you go for a Sunday drive up into the hills, you'll just be amazed by these pubs. So same people are behind this new fish restaurant. And, Roo, when you think about it, we don't have an absolute first-class fish restaurant in Adelaide like we did years and years ago.
Yeah, we have as good a seafood as anywhere in the world.
Now, when I say that, if you're listening from Paul's or, you know, Stanley's and any of those, yeah, I understand that's fish, but, you know, that's sort of affordable fish and chips and very, very nice. I'm talking absolute top shelf, you know.
And they're going to have some stuff for the footy, it says in the article in the paper as well, $20 fish burger and stuff like that.
Good.
So be interesting, better than sitting idle there in a great spot and part of the Adelaide CBD. So we'll wait and see what happens there. We saw on the news just as we were finishing yesterday, Dits, this scares you when you see stuff like this. Not that we should have too much to worry about, but ex-SA senior Finks bikey gunned down on the way in his driveway.
Yep.
Wife and kids in the house at the same time, sort of been on the run a little bit, got out of Melbourne. He was in trouble a few weeks ago because he wasn't meant to leave Melbourne and go to Queensland. He was involved in the big kickboxing fight in 2006 where blokes were getting shot and stabbed ringside.
Remember that fight on TV? Yeah, I saw it on TV. Horrible. They were hitting each other with chairs and anything they could pick
knives,
up, weren't they? Yeah, I know.
Guns.
Yeah.
And as the policeman said yesterday, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And the ex-SA bikie Shane Bowden is now dead.
There'll be a fair bit come out about this story because the article I read this morning said that he was released from prison. I think it was 6 months ago, but whenever it was, said that, you know, he was lauded. There was this massive motorcade of limousines and many, many hundreds of bikes, you know, bikies, you know, sort of escorting him out of prison. So he was kind of a hero's homecoming.
I think they always
to now being gunned down. So I guess the article today asking where did it go wrong? So we'll find out
just
more.
Listen to this for something that'll, you know, make you think about whether you want to go into the bikies or not. So that blue that happened on the Gold Coast, the Finks had been sent to the event, the boxing, with the instructions to remove a full-size tattoo of the club's colours from Hudson's back with acid and paint scrapers.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be... Is there another way of doing it or not?
I don't think you meant to leave bikie gangs, in other words.
That wouldn't be fun, getting that off.
Hence why you have a shooting carry on.
Now, Kim Jong-un is the leader of North Korea. The dictator over there, I guess we could call him, and he's broken down crying. You don't see him show a lot of emotion. Now, he didn't break down crying because he looked in the mirror and saw his haircut. He broke down crying because he's actually admitted to his nation that he hasn't done enough during coronavirus. So a rare show of emotion from Kim Jong-un.
And what's happening with Hamish Blake? Is he fronting up a new tourism campaign for
$7 million, $7 million campaign to be spent on stay at home, basically. So they're urging Australians to what we've already been doing this in South Australia. We don't need any urging because our regions are full.
No.
But it's all about to get out and holiday. And he and his wife are the faces of this big campaign. Made me think this morning, famous tourism campaigns. We've had Hoax, but that was for overseas,
Hoax
wasn't
was
it? That was for the United States.
For a shrimp on the barbie.
We had Lara Bingle, Where the Bloody Hell Are You?
Yeah, got a bit of publicity for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. So it just made me think, who else could we use or who should we use? But anyway, Hamish Blake and his wife are the faces of the Tourism Australia campaign.
And if you think China are efficient with some things, well, they are. They are going to try and test an entire city in 5 days. Now, it's not a little city. It's got 9 million people.
Just the
so
nine.
Trying to test 9 million people in just 5 days to try and find. They've got 12 cases.
I'd like to have the contract for the swabs.
Yes, Qingdao, I think it is. Is that how you say it, Dits?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be very quick to
do
that.
They'll be made in China, so they'll get them cheap.
Triple M. Ruin Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about Tex. Let's talk about Tex.
Righto, let's get him on. Apparently he's out exercising right now. Tex wow. Walker, good morning.
Good morning, boys. You'll be getting itchy feet ahead of Friday night, Ditch.
I'm very excited, Tex. I can't sleep at the moment. Now, what are you out
you're
doing?
You're doing pre-season.
What are you out doing?
No, I'm not. If you call walking your son exercise, then let's call it exercise, eh?
All right. So is it just you and Hugo?
Just me and Hugo. Can't beat that in sun time, Ditch.
Yeah, it's
bloody good fun. You don't have mum looking over your shoulder and...
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? Why don't you do this?
Oh, come on. Ellie doesn't talk like that.
Nah, she doesn't. She's not listening, so you can say that.
You got him turned around looking at you?
What's that?
Is he looking at you in the pram that you got him that way?
Nah, he's facing the front. He's got to have a look out.
Oh, he likes having a bow peep.
Righto.
Yeah.
Now, Tex, did you knife your mate on the weekend? I heard you're on DSL with Jars.
Yes, I was.
Where was Burn?
I was lucky enough. Burn, no, he had an RDO. I'm calling him Bernie Rosciutto Vince. has more RDOs than he does work.
Yeah.
But no, he called. It was good for Bernie to call in and say good day. But it was good fun with Jars on Sunday morning after playing golf with him on Friday afternoon. Geez, what a expertise that was.
Oh, I can imagine.
What happened there?
Oh, well, teed off. He's got no patience whatsoever, Jars, so he teed off on the first at Glenelg, the mighty Glenelg course. Lost the first ball, put it over onto the sixth fairway.
Didn't
bother going to look at it. Yeah. Then teed up the next one because we played five-ball Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Teed the next one up, put it straight into the drink.
Yep.
And then this is what you want to know, Dits. I had a putt from about 25 foot, and guess where it went?
Where?
Right in the back of the hole.
Straight in the hole.
What was he dressed in, Jars? He would have been pretty loud, I guess, with his clothing.
No, I think most of his clothes were given to him from Lululemon. He was wearing Lululemon. I could not believe it. They were tighter than, you know what. But it was good fun playing with Jars.
Who's going to win the footy this weekend? Port Adelaide and the Tigers Friday night. What's your prediction?
I reckon it's going to be an absolute cracker. This is one of the games where I wish the quarters would be longer because I think the game's going to be an absolute cracker, one that everyone should be watching. And hate to say it, but I think Port might beat Richmond this weekend.
What do you mean, hate to say it? What are you on about?
Oh, well, we're enemies. You don't like the Crows, do you?
No. Now, tactically, this is a serious question. They've been quoted as saying they won't tag Dusty Martin. You've got to put someone on him, surely. If he's up forward or on ball, they've got to have someone with him, don't they?
No, I would imagine that one of the mids, maybe Ollie or Pau Pepper, will go to him at stoppages.
Yep.
And then I reckon when he goes up forward, you probably put Dusty Ben Jones on him. Or
Darcy.
He's a great defender, and I'd give him the opportunity to... I'm at first cracking him if he goes forward.
He'd lick his lips with Darcy.
With you playing in the forward line, you know Port Adelaide's defence. Who are the matchups? Yep. Who goes to Tom Lynch? Who goes to Revolt?
Well, Cleary usually plays high, and then you have McKenzie playing deep, and Jonas sort of chops them out, both out. So I'd imagine Lynch will be playing higher, so I think Cleary will get him.
Yeah.
And then McKenzie will get to Revolt. Yeah, and then I'd imagine Jonas will just try and chop out where he can.
Who's going to win out of Brisbane and the Cats on Saturday night?
Yeah, I reckon the Cats will beat them up there. They had a training run on the weekend against Collingwood. Wow, they were outstanding.
Sometimes when you come back from Perth, you can just feel absolutely flat, and that's what it looked like with Collingwood, didn't it? They just couldn't get going at all.
Yeah, they couldn't get going. I was watching the game and I was kept thinking to myself, I'm just going to watch. They're going to come, hear that nut. And then just the game got away and they ended up winning by, was it 10 or 12 goals? They were very, very impressive, Geelong. So I'd imagine they'll do the similar thing this weekend and it might be a Port Geelong grand final.
They go right in those grand finals, Port, don't they, Dids?
Listen,
I've got to find some angle to have a crack at, don't I?
Just go and stir your wooden spoon, will you? Into your soup bowl or something. Jeez.
So, worry Port about what's Geelong going on Grand your Final, Texas tipping, that would be a cracker. They've both been good sides all year, or great sides all year. So, we'll see if you get it right. And you're doing the Grand Final on Sunday as well for the SANFL, is that right, Tex?
Yeah, I'll try and chuck some special comments in there, Roo, if you got any tips for me. But yeah, no, look.
Do your homework. Do you know the players?
I didn't do homework when I was at school, Walter.
Why start now? Good point. Have you got a gag for us or not?
Yeah, look, I bumped into my auntie who had just been in France. I bumped into her last week, and she said she was getting really mad because everyone kept putting ham and cheese on her head when she was over in France.
Ham and cheese on her head?
Oh, what?
She was a cross aunt.
Text.
Good on you, boys.
Have a good day. Good luck on Sunday with the SNFL Grand Final.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate. Tex Walker joins us here every week on Triple M.
Unbelievable, Ditz, is what you will do to get out of going to the gym.
Yeah. What
you
now?
You are incredible.
What now?
We've just been giving away new passes to Next Generation to get people back in the gym and take
Sun's
up a
out.
Fantastic
you get
offer.
Fit. Yep.
And you've been really pushing everyone to go there and say it's got an outdoor pool, an indoor pool, a great cafe, personal trainers.
Tennis courts, squash courts, everything.
Everything. Yeah. Absolutely everything there. And you said, look, I'm going to start next Monday.
Yep, I highly recommend it.
You've been saying that for a couple of weeks, and then you come in yesterday and said, I'm going to have a knee operation.
Yeah, well, I have been hobbling around. That's why I haven't been able to go down there.
What is wrong with your knee? You haven't exercised for 6 months. How have you done your knee?
Well, I think it's called chalky bones. I just fall apart. I'm brittle. So what happens every year or every 18 months or so, little bits bloody break off in my knee. And then start floating around, and then my knee locks up and swells up, and it's painful, and so I can't do anything.
You always talk about how demanding squash is as a game, and I can see how you, when you prance around the big red cat, you can put a lot of pressure on your joint.
Yeah.
What number operation is this that you're heading in for today?
Well, this is just my knees. You won't believe this. This is number 14.
14 ops on... both knees?
Across both. Yeah, my left was the worst. So initially I had a reconstruction on my left one. And then, just over the years, the other one started to go as well. And so the others have, when I say operations, what you call arthroscopy.
Yeah,
just
clean outs.
Yeah. So they'll go in today and clean out, hopefully suck out all these little loose bits. And then as of tomorrow, I'll be fine. I'll be back up and running.
I've only had a few on my knee, and the blokes who's doing your knee today, Richard Clarnett, said to me, don't worry about coming back. We can't do any more for you. Surely he said that to you after 40.
No, but what happens is, I don't know what's wrong, but seriously, all these little bits break off. I remember we were on holiday at Goolwa a couple of years ago. All I did was walk down the stairs. Next minute, crack, I heard something. And a little bit, cartilage had broken off and... So I get all these little floating bits. And
probably because you put on 20 kilos since you played.
Do you think so?
Your knee's cracked under pressure.
Oh, you sound like Kate now.
Oh, hang on.
Right,
sorry about that.
I get enough of that.
All right, so you're going in for operation number four. Do you think you're going to bound out and go, I'm a new man, I'm ready to go again?
Well, until they
look at Daniel at Next Generation.
Crumble again in the next year or two,
I want to know how many people out there. There's a lot of amateur sportsmen or just punters out there who live life and have operations for all sorts of things, whether it's sport or whether it's just life or whether it's at work or whether it's as a result of, who knows, car accidents or anything they have or illness. How many operations have you had?
Oh, is this a competition then?
Well, I think you'll get overtaken here because I know there's lots of unfortunate people that have to have lots of operations just to survive.
So I throw in appendix and I've had... there's a couple of
how many other joints? What other joints have you had? Must have had ankles and stuff.
A couple of internal things, ankle, couple of internals that we won't talk about. Then I had a bloody brain hemorrhage. I'm up around the 20, I think.
Gee.
I know, I'm sick of anaesthetic.
All right.
That's why I'm half dopey.
133353. What is the record amount of operations someone's had out there? Give us a call. Remember, Port Adelaide tickets up for grabs here as well. How many operations have you had? 133353.
Ruined it's on Triple M. 133353.
Flagstaff Hill. G'day, Janine.
G'day, how you going, Roo?
Good, thanks, Janine. Have you had a few operations, have you?
I'm about to have my 20th in November.
20?
20 on what?
For goodness sake.
I've had quite a few knee operations. First one when I was 18 months old.
18 months old?
Yeah, I fell over in the chook yard. Got a bone stuck in my neck.
Right.
It's gone downhill from there.
Yeah,
pretty much. Hockey and softball and sports all over the years. had a, you know, a tumour removed from my spine and
That sorts of nasty.
Oh, yeah, it was all right, though.
So what are you having on your 20th? What's the op?
I'm having a cyst removed from the inside of my nose.
Okay.
Right, wow.
So when you get to 20, do they, I don't know, do you get a banner to run through or...?
probably not, no.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Janine. Thanks for calling in.
We're talking about the most operations you have had, and the best caller today or a caller today will win tickets to the prelim final this Friday night at Adelaide Oval, Port v Richmond. Let's go to Victor Harbour. G'day, Caroline.
Good morning. How are you both?
Good,
yeah,
thanks.
Good. What can you tell us?
Oh, look, my brother's had 26 on his knees.
26.
How old is he, Caroline?
He's now 66.
Wow. Right, and you're still getting them done.
They've stopped now because they said there's not much more that they can do for him.
So was it a career of sport or hard work? What was it?
Oh, look, he had a car accident when he was probably about 18, I think it was.
Yep.
And he was a bricklayer at the time, so he... after he recuperated, he spent a lot of time on his knee, obviously, a lot of time on his knees.
Yep.
And, yeah, they just wore out. So he's now had two, that's the latest, a couple of years ago, had two knee replacements.
Right. Have they come up okay?
No.
Oh, no. Really?
So, yeah, a bit of a shame, but them's the breaks.
All right. Good on you, Caroline. 26 is hard to beat, right?
With a couple of replacements as well. Let's go to Freeling. G'day, Nicole.
Hello. How are you going, guys?
Good, Nicole. Tell us your story.
So I've had, or it would be at least 25 operations on my knee.
Yeah.
I had 10 operations just in 5 years.
Wow.
And ended up with a total knee replacement after all of that.
Okay.
And then I've suffered from endometriosis. So I've had quite a few operations with that. So I'm totalling up around 30 operations in my 43-year life.
Oh, gee, Nicole. Now, tell me, with your knee replacement, has that come up okay?
Perfect.
Oh, good. How long ago did you have it done?
That would be 8 years ago now.
All right.
Best thing I ever did.
Oh, good on you. Yeah, all right.
Lots of people say they wish they did it earlier. Let's go to Elizabeth. G'day, Joseph.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, thanks, good, Joseph.
Mate. Yeah, it's not me. It was my granddad. He was born with clubbed feet, and when he was a young fella, in a space of about a year, he had over 30 operations on his feet.
Joking.
What's clubbed feet?
So it's where your feet, instead of being born straight, they were born with his toes curled under his feet. So they had to break bones and reset them and break bones and reset them, and that takes time.
Yeah, right.
So, and then, of course, he being my granddad, and he grew up during the war, so this all happened when he was being bombed, basically, by the Germans. So, not very easy.
Tough life for your granddad, Joseph.
All right, interesting call. Good on you, Joseph.
Let's go to Largs North. G'day, Jaden.
Yeah, how you going, mate? Good. Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, Jaden. What's your story?
So I haven't had many surgeries. I've had about five, but I've got a unique story. When I was born, my jap side, my penis, was on the side of my penis, so I had to get it put back in the normal spot so I didn't pee sideways.
True story.
Hang on. Explain that again. What happened?
So when I was born, my jap side was located on the side of my penis, not the original normal spot of the penis. So... I had to get a skin graft and get that covered up and get the pee hole put back where it was meant to be.
Right.
Bloody hell. Oh, well.
All right. That is the most unique I've ever heard of. Now, Roo, it turns out then I'm just a rank amateur. 30 and 30-odd, I've got nothing to complain about.
Well, go and enjoy the operation today and we'll look to see how you're getting around
I'll
the next couple of days.
I'll come sprinting in tomorrow morning. Don't worry about that. All right, I wanted to get your take on this, Roo, because yesterday the AFL Grand Final entertainment was announced. Now, bearing in mind, very restrictive for who they could pick, who can travel and who can be in Queensland, and so it sort of narrows it down a fair bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
All right.
Absolutely.
How many of Thelma Plum's records have you got? Sounds like a nice voice. But
heard of that song.
I don't...
Are you all over Thelma?
All over this song.
A little bit,
yeah.
Okay.
So she's obviously a local from somewhere there, Mel?
Where on earth is she from? I know she's Australian and that's about
well,
it.
Well, I thought they all had to be Queenslanders because of the travel.
She must be. Remember when Powderfinger said they didn't want to do it? They said, you've got heaps of Queenslanders to choose from, and they said her.
So Shepherd are from Queensland. They're Brizzy, are they? Yeah. So they're playing. I know this song, Roo.
Yep.
Yep.
Everyone's heard that. Mate, Wolf Mothers.
My mate. Tell you all the story about the joke around the thief in the night. Is he playing?
Yeah, you remember when you interviewed him? You had to interview him one-on-one and you asked him a very, very
interview.
Personal question.
Andrew Stocktail joins us. Andrew, good morning.
Hi, Dits. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Andrew, can I call you Stocky?
Yeah,
What do they call you, Andrew?
That was my old nickname.
There you go.
Fantastic. Tell me about Jimmy Kimmel, because
we were joined at the
hip.
You
were very tight, you two.
Don't worry about that.
The big act that's been announced, so we've been playing this mob for around 12 months, and you remember they did the garage sale last week as well, the DMAs. So there you go. That's the lineup. What do you think of it, Ruth?
Well, Michael Gadinski said that they're going to be superstars, didn't he? We spoke to him in February. Gave us the tip.
One tip for the year and see if the old boys still got it together, which I'm convinced is the most underestimated rock band in this country are the DMAs.
Mm.
They've got a new album that will come in a few weeks. It'll go top three in England. They sell 10,000 tickets in England. We might have to do it the back way round. But mark my words, it'll be a Triple M special. The DMA is a great rock band, mate.
There you go. High praise from Michael Gadinski.
We can only judge them on how they perform on the night.
Yep.
I know it's a night grand final. They've been talking about for years, Dits, about how we can have better entertainment at night. And for a lot of people, you know, the entertainment's part of the grand final package. They're having a longer break than ever before. I think they're having 27 minutes at halftime of the grand final.
Okay.
So they're going to have bands at halftime. So should all be looking pretty good, I would have thought, up there at the Gabba.
All right, let's get into the mood, shall we? Here's the DMAs. Now, they did the garage session for us last week, and they did this fantastic cover.
Triple M, helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days. Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Oh, Roo, we've been helping all sorts of people for all sorts of reasons, haven't we?
27th time we've done this now,
right,
out of 50, so still a few to go, but we've been helping all different groups of people and individuals.
All right, tell us about today's.
Well, this one is going to help out a school, I believe.
Good. All right, heap of kids. That'll be good. Let's go to West Lakes and say good morning to Belinda. How are you?
G'day. How are you, guys?
Yeah, good, Belinda. Now, what can we do for you?
Well, I've got a bunch of boys who obviously have been through everything that everyone else has, and I was trying to raise some money to get Bop Till You Drop Disco so they can party their way out of the year.
So you want to put on a disco for the kids?
Yeah, I thought, like, when they finish year six, you know, it's the end of being in primary school, and I thought the guys could have a big party and a karaoke, and it would be a great way to finish off the year.
All right, we might want to come to that.
Yeah, Dits might be on for that. If you put I'm Too Sexy on, he will be out in the
dance
floor.
Now, Belinda, what can we do for you? You need some cash to pay for it, do you?
Yeah, I mean, the boys are looking at ways of raising money, but I think a lot of families have found it hard this year, so...
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be great to put some money towards the DJ so they can have some the DJ to play some music for them.
All right. Well, Belinda, stay there. Now, we've got the organiser on the other line, haven't we?
Yes, we have. G'day, Kyla.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How much money do you need?
Well, look, we've done a bit of a budget, and we reckon with the disco and karaoke and the DJ and so forth, we're looking at about $500. So something towards that would just be fantastic for the boys and the family.
Well, Alice, our lovely producer's just given us the big thumbs up. We can afford to throw $500 your way.
No way. Boys, getting $500.
They have to promise, though, when they're going to school every morning, they have to tell their mum and dads to put Ruined Dits for Breakfast on Triple M, okay?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, we'll cancel it.
Already done. All right. Already done.
All right. Well, good luck with the disco. It sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun, I reckon.
Yeah, they have a ball. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good on you, Belinda. Well done for ringing in. And thanks to Kyla, the organiser. There you go.
There's the kids.
Well done. Enjoy the disco. Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS because, Roo, it sounds great. We're giving away the $500, but, in fact, Automasters are backing all of these.
They sure are.
So thanks to them. And some happy kids out there.
Triple M. Ruined Dits. Top three things you need to know.
Really interesting revelation that's come out from the World Health Organization over the last 24 hours, Roo. Now, I don't know what this fella's title is, but he's high up in the WHO. He's speaking on their behalf. We know this. Dr. David Nabarro has had this to say about lockdowns.
We in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as a primary means of control of this virus. The only time we believe a lockdown is justified is to buy you time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance your resources, protect your health workers who are exhausted. But by and large, we'd rather not do it. Stop using lockdown as your primary control method. Develop better systems for doing it.
Wow, he's on the front foot.
Yeah, it's a big aggressive call very late into the coronavirus period.
Well,
so we've been going for
Victoria.
What, 7 months, haven't we?
Yeah.
And they just went back to school for the first time yesterday, the kids there in Victoria.
Mm. So he's saying, basically, as you just heard, use it as a 3 or 4 week period to get organised, but to then introduce other better methods. So what Victoria's done and what, say, the UK is doing, he's saying, well, that's not what we advocated. It was just so that you could reset.
Yeah. Well, so that's not going to help.
Is that going to change the way we look at it?
Very, at all? Because they are losing it over there, the poor buggers. Mm. I do really feel for them at the moment. Hopefully, I think they're going to make some changes on Friday. And Daniel Andrews has been under pressure. And we have got two premiers in Australia that are under enormous pressure at the moment. Dan Andrews is one of his offsiders, fell on his own sword yesterday after finding out about the hotel quarantine, and now we've got the New South Wales Premier also hearing that she might not see out the week after ICAC inquiry has shown that she had a relationship with an MP that has had a bit of a corrupt past for the last 5 years. So two premiers under the pump in Australia at the moment.
Funny thing about that, and look, she's allowed a private life, don't get me wrong, but no one even knew they were having the relationship. It's been going on for 5 years. Her family didn't know. So she's pretty good at keeping a secret.
Yeah, she wasn't too happy about it.
I'm just popping down to get some milk.
Yeah.
And some other things.
Yes, Gladys is under pressure there. This is an interesting one. Break-in rates across Australia dip 20%, but it says it's gone up 80%. 85% in Port Adelaide.
Hang on, leave Port Adelaide alone. Come on.
No, it's not me writing the article.
Come on.
It's gone up 85% in the state's gone down 20%.
Yeah, we're good
at it. Port Adelaide was going to be on the move. It is on the move.
It is.
It's on the move with all the goods are getting knocked off.
I've told you before what we share. What's yours is mine and mine's yours. We just share everything.
Isn't Port going to be the next big area?
Yeah, it is. But understand that Port Adelaide, it's called the Port Adelaide Enfield Council. So it was when we let that Enfield mob in.
Oh,
see, it's the whole.
It's all the other
then
areas.
Then the council's amalgamated.
All the crime.
They dragged us down. Enfield.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to name suburbs, but you know, within that catchment area now, there are a lot of suburbs. It's a very, very big area.
It's every other suburb other than Port
living
Adelaide.
In Port Adelaide. It's what they're saying is that council area. I'm being serious about this. It's a lot of other, you know, places. Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
What about the Port Adelaide parents one? Are you going to tell me how that's going?
Well, they're quarantining, so they're not causing any issues, are they?
What about that? We don't know who we spoke to. We can't remember speaking to anyone. We don't know what we did. We don't know how it happened, but it's all wrong.
Those people.
And 11 out of 11
through. Those people will never be seen again. They're gone.
Is that a cover-up
no,
or what?
No, it's not. Of course not.
Nah.
As I said to you, move on.
Just don't know how it happened.
No.
All right, we'll move on.
If you want anything done, you just ask around the pubs in the pool. We'll get it done for you. Anyone else you want in from Victoria? We can make it happen.
What's the next stat?
Give us a list and I'll pass it on, all right? Now, this is a funny one. In fact, Mel the Button Pusher found this. What story have you got for us here?
They've done a study. And they're saying that men with deep voices are more likely to be cheaters.
Are they?
I've heard people say that.
So, I did a little bit of research.
That's it.
And you guys are perfectly safe. Kate, Sam, no worries.
Hi, this is Chris Didmar with the dividends of Monday night's SA Lotto draw.
That's
I'll
who
see
she
you
married.
Next Monday night for the SA Lotto draw.
In Sam, the meantime, no worries for you either.
Oh, we had a lot of players down in the first half. North Melbourne didn't put us away, so we knew if we got into top gear that we'd be a chance to run
so,
over.
Is that you?
No, I must have just got off my horse in the Melbourne Cup there, did I?
So it's good news, ladies.
Anyway, ruined it's here on Triple M.
Yeah. Loyal to our wives.
The worst of all times coming up.
Breakfast.
One, two, three.
I hope you like the worst of all time.
The worst of all time.
Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez be your designated driver. Call Dez 133 77 or dez'sminibus.com.au.
All right, shall we have a listen to it? This is what, $300? $300 today, thanks to Dez's.
One, two, three.
Oh, okay. Sticks right out, I reckon. It's quite easy.
Okay, let's find out. 133 53 if you think you know who it is for $300 and a chance to win tickets to the Port v Richmond prelim final at Adelaide Oval Friday night, which is a sellout.
What's it called?
The saxophone.
Saxophone, yes.
The worst of all time.
Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez be your designated driver. Call Dez 133 77 or dez'sminibus.com.au.
We've got Woat and the Goat back to back here at the moment, Ditz. We're doing Woat now, and then the Goat's coming up, number 14 on our greatest of all time, coming up very, very shortly.
The Aussie bands.
Don't get confused with the Woat, all right, which is happening right now for $300. Let's go to Shido Park. G'day, Scotty.
How you going, boys?
What do you think it is?
Teenage Dirtbag.
Okay. Sorry, Scott. Nah, it's not Teenage Dirtbag, but you're in the running to win footy tickets.
Let's go to McLaren Vale. G'day, Sam.
G'day, lads.
What do you think it is, Sammy?
Best of You by the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, good song.
Sound a bit like the Fooies, don't we?
Let's go
to Para Hills. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, lads.
What do you think it is for $300?
I reckon it's Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall.
I heard this on the way in this morning.
All right, we're doing bad luck, Rob. You go to Seacliff Park. G'day, Candace.
Hello, how you going?
Good, Candace.
Good, Candace.
I reckon it's the MASH theme song.
Oh, okay. Is it the MASH theme song? No, sorry.
Did we have that for one of our other singles?
Yeah, we've had it a few times. That and Piano Man gets a run. Yeah, you're
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, okay. $450 tomorrow. It's building up again. It's getting up to a nice number.
Yeah, as you said, the greatest of all time, the Aussie bands. Yes. That's coming up next here on Triple M. Who will be number 14? Yesterday it was The Living End. Roo, now I want to preface this by saying a very good morning to all of the beautiful mothers, wives, grandmothers, girlfriends out there. And when it comes to sport commonly known as the WAGs, and they have their right to stick up for themselves and defend themselves, Roo, and have their say on anything and any injustice in the world today. But we don't want them going into bat for us, do we? Is it fair to say?
You'd like to think we don't need them to, yeah.
Like, I can't ever imagine Sarah Ricciuto going down to the football club and saying, you're playing Mark out of position. What are you doing?
No, that wouldn't happen. No. You don't want your parents doing it either.
No, and that happens.
Happens.
That's definitely happened.
It's happening more and more, I think you'll find.
Now, the reason we're talking about this is that Jack Higgins plays for
Richmond,
and they're up in the hub in Queensland, and, well, his girlfriend's not too happy, and she went online and did. Now, I'm just wondering how he's accepted this.
So the Bulldogs are staying in the same resort. They got knocked out by St Kilda.
Yep.
And then we're sort of tending to go on there Mad Monday, Sunday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
While Richmond and Geelong were getting ready to play in another final.
But would you be happy if your girlfriend or your wife went online and posted this?
And I saw the security guard. He said, yeah, we just told them off to turn their music down. Little losers. Have turned it up louder. Richmond and Geelong are training for their finals that are in 2 or 3 days. Probably doing their final session of training that is extremely important for a final. And these idiots, just because they've gotten knocked out, are treating it like a Western Suburbs nightclub. Like, how selfish can you be? Just literally go on your flight back to Footscray where the f*** you live.
So she's doing that in bed when they're out playing up, making noise. She'd spoken to the security guard. They turned it down. They turned it up. They kept going. It is very annoying when you're trying to sleep.
But I'm sure
Don't
Jack
go
Higgins
on social media.
Does not want his... Let him handle it.
What was he doing? Was he asleep?
If it was upsetting him, I'm sure he would have done something about it.
So that was sent to a sort of a private group on Instagram that obviously someone thought it's not to.
Can you fly back to Footscray? Where you come from? You know, it's so important, you know? Now, that is just not on.
No, it's definitely
like
out of bounds.
So if I get a, you know, bollocking from the boss here and Kate turns up tomorrow and says, right, I want to see the boss. Mm. I mean, you'd be slightly embarrassed, wouldn't you?
Oh, you
Can't
would
we,
be.
Can we fight our own battles or not?
Would you? Do you ever step in for anyone?
No.
No, way in the world.
No.
You'd be so cool, calm and collected, wouldn't you?
Yep, just cop it on the chin and move on. Yep.
Tell the truth.
I do.
You've got good genes for it though, haven't you?
Yeah, my parents weren't great, I must say. They gave
So it's their fault.
They gave a good spray. If it was warranted. And that used to be a bit embarrassing. Yeah, if I saw my mum arrive at the school and I saw her heading towards the headmaster's office, I'd think, oh, no.
What'd you do? I jumped the fence.
I don't know. What is going on here? I could hear her yelling and screaming from suburbs away.
Do you want to take some calls on this one?
Yep. When has someone just gone into bat for you, or is it your mum, your dad, your wife, your girlfriend, or maybe in reverse, has the husband done it for you?
Yeah,
to the girls out there, has your fella embarrassed you as well? Because we got to sort of stand on our own two feet and fight our own battles, don't we?
A lot of people aren't capable of doing it, though. The partners will jump in. 1-3-3-5-3. Let's go to Beverly. G'day, Andrew.
Hey, Rude. It's Wags. How are you?
Good, thanks, Andrew. What would you like to say?
The missus stepped in once for me. Didn't end well.
It didn't end well?
No, driving along in traffic and some clown cuts me off. And she leans over from the passenger side, leans on the horn, gives the guy the bird, starts abusing him like mad. He gets out of his car and comes and has a go at me. It was her birthday yesterday. She's a mad Port supporter.
Right.
And all she wanted was tickets, and I let her down. So.
Well, good luck, Andrew. You're in the running. You're in the draw.
Yeah,
now, how did it end that day? Did you have an argument with her or not?
Definitely not. You wouldn't do that, would you?
No,
with that fella, he got in his car and drove away.
Road rage. Right.
She sounds a bit scary.
Yeah, she is. Right. Croydon, g'day, Adriana.
Hi, how you going?
What's your story, Adriana?
This was back when I was in high school. So typical Eastern European dad, a bit hot-headed. And it was a 44-degree day, and you can imagine the dresses are the long, heavy, thick ones.
Mm.
So we were just stinking hot. Decided to have a water fight, got saturated head to toe, and I was like, oh, no, like, dad's going to kill me, because the principal was like, well, we can't keep you. We've got to send you home. I was like, oh, no. Dad ended up surprising me, and when the principal called him, was like, you know, you've got to pick up your daughter. She's saturated. He's just like, what do you want me to do about it? It's 44 degrees. Leave her outside. In 5 minutes, she'll be dry.
So you got off all right.
Very good.
Yeah. Ah. 1 of 6 kids normally doesn't end that well.
No.
Well done, Adriana. You were lucky on that occasion. Let's go to Broadview. G'day, Paul.
G'day, guys. How are you today?
Good, Paul. What's your story?
Yes, I stepped in for my then-wife, who's a school teacher, and the principal was putting the heavy workload on people, bad behaviour for the kids, so bad behaviour management. And so lots of teachers were stressed out, so I called WorkSafe SA for their op health and safety.
Oh, no. And was your wife aware of you ringing them?
it didn't go down well because what happened was that she was on the Yacht Health and Safety Committee, and she then got more work put on her to make sure everything was all in order.
Yeah, okay. Well done, Paul.
Ooh, that didn't sound good. Let's go to Pennington. G'day, Adrian.
Morning, chaps. How are you?
Good, Adrian.
With my father, a few years ago, I was playing a pretty high level of football here in Adelaide, and I got in a bit of a scuffle on the field. And he was a trainer, and I was in a headlock, and next minute I see my old man punching the bloke I was having a scuffle with in the head.
Oh, good on you, Dad.
Oh, no. Oh,
that wouldn't have ended well.
Actually, no one actually really saw into it. A few people did, but none of the umpires saw anything out of it, so no repercussions.
The good old days.
Day, I'm so embarrassed by it.
Well, Adrian.
Loyal Dad.
Let's go to Morphavale. G'day, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Mark.
It was my beautiful wife. I was leaving the driveway for work, and she was out wishing me goodbye. Cars come flying around the corner, and we've kind of met head on, sort of bumper to bumper, and she let the guy have an absolute mouthful. He got out of the car, turned out he was a very well-known Hells Angel bikey. So I quickly had to get out the car and apologise for my wife's behaviour and move my car out of the way so he could move on.
Nothing further?
No, that was all. I politely apologised and moved my vehicle for him.
Good on you, Mark.
Good work. You're lucky there. lucky.
Yeah. Dalek, can be embarrassing when you step in, you know, if mum or, as I said, mum or the wife sort of arrives to try and help you out, it can be a little bit embarrassing.
Yep.
Triple M. Get out your Zimmer frames, chuck on a Cardi, comb your hair over and crank up the tranny.
The grumpy guy story's starting to come into focus a little bit here.
On Ruined Dits, it's time for grumpy old men.
Now, nicer weather's been, out and about over the last few days, Roo. Hopefully you're not as grumpy as they have been.
They should get out and about a little bit, you would have thought. G'day, Praddy, Reedy and friends. How are you, boys?
G'day, boys.
Morning, boys.
Praddy, be happy with the new Red Legs club out there? Have you been out and had a look at it?
Good. I was there for the opening with Wolfie Blass and the Premier. Been up to the bush. Good hay cutting season, so I'm happy. I'm a happy grumpy today.
Right, we should actually give Wolfie a good mention this morning. What he's done there is enormous, isn't it, Praddy?
It is, and he's done it in your town of Harndorf.
Yes, he has. Chris. Yep, spending his money, which he's unbelievable. He really is.
Tipped $1 million into Sandful footy to keep it alive, and it is a great competition, and grassroots footy, Reedy, Franz, out at Rossborough.
Losing.
I love it when
good on good on Wolf Blass. All right, what have you got, Roo?
Looking back at your lives, boys, what have you wasted your money on? What would you change if you could do it all over again?
All right, let's go to Reedy first up.
Well, it's a pretty simple one. Racing syndicates, really. if I said anything else, Diane had built me up. It got to the stage, my mates used to run syndicates and make sure I didn't know about it because I was a donor. Every syndicate I went in, they were winning syndicates. I went in and they were losing syndicates.
Are you the jinx, Reedy?
I was a jinx. So in the end, mate, I never got asked, which I'm bloody glad. Saving some money. But that'd have to be it. Perhaps.
Yeah, okay. What about you, friends?
Oh, mate, over the journey for me, diets. Surely.
Diets. You wasted your money on diets.
Christ almighty, I've been on everything, tried everything. They work if you stay on it. They fail if you don't. Yeah. And my God bless my old doctor. He said to me one day, I said, how can I lose some weight, Dr. Bashir? And he said, don't eat. He said, be your last 30 days without eating. So he said, just don't eat and you'll be fine.
It's pretty hard to do, though.
You need discipline.
Praddy, what was the worst thing you spent money on?
Yeah, TV shopping.
Shopping.
What?
Late night drill bits that won't drill. 35 lay five ladders that show a woman demonstrating them. Those electric nibblers that cut circles in drums. Who wants them? Mandolins that slice and dice your carrot, cabbage, and your fingers. I bought them all.
Yeah.
But there's one I can buy. That device that used to cut wine bottles into glasses.
Yeah.
And why would you do that when you can just flog them from pub?
Very good. What is irking you at the moment, Reedy?
Well, you blokes should know about this. How many ads are you allowed to have in an hour on free to Air TV. Right. I watched the show the other day, and I got that annoyed with the number of ads. So the next hour, I actually timed it. And it was...
you have 50, got too much time on your hands.
58 minutes, there was 24 minutes of ads.
On TV.
On TV. Now, I thought there used to be some limit. Government control on ads.
That's so people like Pratty buy things, though.
Yeah, I suppose they do, but seriously, that's why people go to Netflix and go to other stuff, because you just get sick to death of the ads. I mean, you used to be able to duck out and have a quick leak, you know, between the ad, but now you can go and do anything you want to come back.
Good mistake, good point, Reedy.
Good one. Anything irking you, friends?
Oh, look, mate, I think last week it had to be the petrol prices and the change of the petrol prices. I pulled up in my car, filled up, and then I thought, I'll race around, I'll fill my daughter's car up, do her a favour. I went back and it was about 40 cents dearer a litre.
Well, the same place.
What's going on? The same place. And the poor bloke behind the counter got a mouthful while he was making coffee.
Freddy?
Yeah, I've got a bit of an irk. It's about old age. The older you get, the better you get, unless you are a banana.
It's very profound.
That's true. Have you got a thought for the day as well?
I'm advocating for women today, for women like Alice the Wag.
Yeah.
And three tips for a woman. Mm. It is important that a man helps you around the house and has a job.
Mm.
It's important to find a man you can count on and doesn't lie to you.
Mm.
It is important that a man loves you and spoils you. It is important that these three men never know each other.
Good one,
Freddy. Good on you, boys. Thanks for that. The grumpy old men. We'll talk to them again next week.
See you, boys.
Brew, we are about to give away the double to go and see Port and Richmond this Friday night.
Tickets are hard to get. It sold out in half an hour yesterday.
Who we got on the line? Let's see if they pick up.
Hello, Adriana speaking.
Oh, is that Adriana from Croydon?
Yes.
Hello.
Adriana. Hello. What are you doing on Friday night?
Oh, I hope I'm going to the game.
You are going to the game. We've got a double for you. Congratulations.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you so much.
Are you a big Port Adelaide fan?
I am. My partner is even bigger, so he is going to be stoked.
Righto. What's his name, Adriana?
Dylan.
Dylan, all right. So, Dylan, if you're listening, you are off to the footy and you can thank your beautiful partner. Well done, Adriana.
Thank you so much.
Good on you. And
have
thanks
a great
for calling
night
in.
At the footy.
We will. Thank
well done.
You.
Good on you. And, Roo, we'll do it again tomorrow.
We
Every
will.
Caller, it starts afresh. All new callers to the show tomorrow morning go into the running just like Adriana, and they could be going to the footy as well. Roo, that's it for us today.
All over Red Rover, Ditz. Good luck with your operation. You'll come hobbling in tomorrow. Do you need me to come and give you a piggyback in from the car park?
When I come in tomorrow, I'll be able to, I could run the Cox plate. Don't worry about that.
Beautiful. You might run last, but you can run it. Anyway, we'll catch you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.